About the true name of Yahweh. It's absolutely free, won't cost you a penny. Because there's only one name that's ever been given from the foundation of the world until He comes back to be saved by. Whatever what He does after He comes back, that's up to Him. But there's one thing about it. Right now, He's only given us one plan of salvation. And I believe that name is going to be the name that's through all Olam, which is for eternity. We're going to be turning over to the book of Daniel. We're going to the 9th chapter, the 25th verse of the book of Daniel. And we're doing this broadcast tonight, live here, August the 5th, 2009. So we'd like you to take your Bible, study along with us. We've been talking about the book of Daniel and about the end time. Now, I want you to understand where I stand on this. I don't want you to just try to figure out where I stand. I believe that in the end time, that Yahweh has got it set up from the foundation of the world, and that Israel, over there in the Middle East, will build a temple, what is known as the Third Temple. Tell you exactly when it's going to happen, I don't know. I believe that it's in the process. Matter of fact, they've already to this day do have all the priest uniforms, the headgear, everything. They got just about, as far as I know, everything that the temple needs. The only thing they don't have is the temple. And they've been working on getting a sacrifice, but you know that sacrifice is not going to do us any good because we believe in the Messiah. And Israel has been blinded. It's just that stumbling, that stone of stumbling has become a stumbling stone to both houses of Israel. That means to Israel and Judah. But here in the book of Daniel 9:25, we've been talking about where it says, "Know ye therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, or build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, or the Mashiach, the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks. The street shall be built, and the wall even in troublous times." Now you know that Jeremiah, according to the 2 Chronicles 36:21, says to fulfill the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah or Yirmiyah or Yirmiyahu until the land had enjoyed her Shabbat. For as long as she lay desolate, she kept the Sabbath to fulfill or to fulfill the 70 years, which is 70 years. Jeremiah the prophet had already spoke this. He also had also talked about in 2 Chronicles 36:22. We were just reading 36:21. Now 36:22. It says, "Now in the first year of Cyrus," which in Hebrew is called Koresh, "the king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh had spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah." In other words, he'd spoken what Cyrus, or in Hebrew known as Koresh, would do. Alright? In the book of, in the 23rd verse of 2 Chronicles, talks about, "Thus saith Cyrus, the king of Persia. Now, we find out that he's going to give them charge, or charge them, to build a house in Jerusalem. Now, Yahweh took this man, Koresh, who was his shepherd, and used him. And he conquered Babylon. And through this, this is where, if you go to Ezra 1 and 1, you're going to find that they actually begin to talk about what Jeremiah had said. 1 and 1 of Ezra, all, if you study this all the way down to Ezra 1 and 5, how they were commanded to build the house of Yahweh, which is in Jerusalem. We also find in Isaiah 42:28 talks about this. And then, of course, we find that in Jeremiah 25:11-12 talks about how Israel, or Judah at that time, would have to go 70 years into captivity. And then we find in 29, that was 25:11-12, but in Jeremiah 25:10, that after 70 years, Yahweh would perform a good word towards you. In other words, talking about Judah. And then this is how Ezra and Nehemiah begin to come in. We find that in Ezra 6:3, how Cyrus, which was known as Koresh, the king, had actually set up for them to build the house, or to build the house of Elohim at Jerusalem, or the King James's house of God at Jerusalem. All right. Now, if you begin to study this, now I just read in Daniel 9:25, and it says, therefore, I'm going to read it again, it says, therefore, know therefore and understand that the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks, and the street shall be built again in again, and the wall even in troublous times. All right. Now, we understand that in the 20, if you study this, you find out that in the 24th verse of, matter of fact, of the book of Daniel, you start studying it, you're going to find it talks about 70 weeks are determined upon by people, talking about, which was really talking about Israel or Judah. All right, once you begin to look at this, that Daniel is talking about in the 9th chapter around the 24th verse, once you begin to study this and search this out, you're going to find that there were some things that prophecies has got to actually be fulfilled. Now think about this. These prophecies has to be fulfilled. Like in Daniel 9:24, it talks about 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. Alright. Now, a lot of people today, you have what is known as the 62 weeks, and 69th week, and the 70 week. And, you know, if you're one that just spiritualizes everything away, we're not going to really be dealing with all that because there's just much time involved in it. But most of the time, people are those people that's either believing in a rapture and the last week of Daniel is a big gap from the time the Messiah was cut off to now. And we'll deal with this as we go on, but I just wanted to cover this, that if you start searching this out, you're going to find that once you study this, you're going to have a group that believes in what they call a rapture. Now, we believe Yahweh's coming back. He's going to change these natural physical bodies if we're still living, or if we're dead, he's still going to change them. But there is, you're either going to believe, like the pre-tribulation rapture teaches, that the rapture will take place 7 years, then it's still in effect. Are you going to believe that the 3.5 years, that the Messiah fulfilled the first 3.5 years of that last 7 years, so there's only 3.5 years left, and that's usually what they call the mid-tribulation. So a majority of people, you're going to fit in one of those categories if you believe in a mid-tribulation. Then, if you believe in a post-tribulation, the majority of those do believe that the Messiah himself had fulfilled also the first 3.5 years of the last 7 years. So that would only be 3.5 years left. Well, I used to believe that there was going to be a rapture before the 7 years would start. Or right at it, and maybe the rapture take place maybe before the first 7 years would start. Or the last 7 years would start. When I got to studying this, I found out that there's a lot of teaching on this. And I didn't want to leave one era and go into another era. And I found out that Daniel's prophecy, if you take Daniel's prophecy, that we're living in a time that I couldn't tell you when, and I don't believe nobody can, but I believe the sign is over there in Jerusalem. There'll be a man of sin, ever who he is, will raise up through a government, and he will allow Jerusalem or Israel over there in the Middle East to build the third temple. Now, you're going to find people that's anti-Semitic, that's really against the Israeli people, or what you would call the Jewish people. So, and I understand what people say about the Jewish people, and, you know, they're all the Israeli people, and I understand how people wants to say, well, they're really not the bloodline in this, regardless of all that. If you go to Daniel's and start studying the book of Daniel, and study what the Messiah said, and what Apostle Paul said, and what John said in the book of Revelations, they all refer back to what Daniel said. If you go and begin to study this and search this out, you're going to find that in this end time, you know, I've heard people, ever since I've been in church, and when I was just a youngster, I've heard about what they would call the coming of the Lord. That's how the majority of the world says it. And I've heard this all my life. When I first got in church, years ago, I thought that Yahweh was coming back then. Of course, I was in Jesus' name at that time. And then Yahweh, of course, he opened his name up to us, just like he did his end time. Matter of fact, coming to the end time, understand the end time for it in the name. But at the same time, once I begin to understand this, I can understand why people are so confused today. People today have actually forgot about and have lost the fear of the coming of Yahweh because that's all they've heard. But if we go to the book of Daniel and study what the Messiah said, Paul said, and John said, we can understand there's no way that Yahweh can come back anytime. There's something's got to happen. If we can get that in order, then we can understand. Once you get it in order, and you see the 7 years starting, because I believe, this is how I'm teaching it, and you're more than welcome, I'll give you my address, telephone number, to disprove what we're saying. You can call me up or write me or ever what, and I'll be willing to listen to you. I believe that there's going to still a 7 years left, the last 7 years, or the last week, or what you would call the last 69th week. It's going to take you into the 70th week, which will end this thing. Once you begin to study this, search this out, this will be how you will have a time, how you will understand. And once you see that and follow this pattern that we're going to be getting into Daniel in the weeks to come, you can just about show within just a few weeks of the coming of Yahweh in the book of Daniel in the last week. Nobody knows the day and hour, but you can get it down to within weeks, according to the way Daniel has it set up. Now, if you begin to study this and search this out, you will find that the book of Daniel has been set up to a 30-day days. And I want to run through these 30-day days right quick and show you something about 30-day months. All right, first of all, I want to go to the book of Genesis 2 and 2. I want to prove something about the seventh day. In the book of Genesis 2, 2, it says, on the seventh day, Elohim, or the King James says, God, I'm reading from a red-letter edition King James Bible. The seventh day, Elohim, or the King James says, God, ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Now, a few weeks ago, we've been talking about the lunar Sabbath. And if you go, see, what is amazing, I can understand now why the lunar Sabbath teaching, the teaching itself, does not want to believe in 30-day months. I wrote up on something the other night I was studying. I would love any lunar Sabbath person, regardless of who you are, please send me a calendar that would show the 30 days that's in Genesis. If you'll study it, Genesis, just say the 7th chapter or the 8th chapter, which shows 150 days, showing them in 30-day days. I would love anyone to send me a calendar to disprove that was not 30-day days, because there's a lot more you have to disprove. But at the same time, you got to remember, Daniel is setting up a cycle of 30-day months through the Holy Spirit. This 2930 was set up by Hillel, and we'll deal with all this and the calendars in the weeks to come. But if you go to the book of Genesis and you start studying this, you find that in Genesis, Yahweh blessed, sanctified what was known as Yom HaShavi'i, which was the seventh day. Yahweh never blessed what you would call Shemini, which is the eighth day. He never blessed the 15th day. He never blessed any of these days. Now, a person that teaches a lunar Sabbath is going to really have some real big problems trying to teach a lunar Sabbath during the prophecy of Daniel. And as we go on, we're going to show you some days that, I mean, Daniel lays this thing out on 30-day days, utterly impossible for a lunar Sabbath teaching to fulfill. Now, if you really begin to study this and search this out, you're going to find that nowhere in Scripture, anywhere, did Yahweh ever bless and sanctify any other day. Now, this is what has become such a hard problem for the lunar Sabbath teaching. If you can get them out of their months so they don't have nothing to fall on, take them to Genesis, they do not really believe God will bless and sanctify a seventh day. And this is going to be very critical as we go into the months of Daniel in the weeks to come and the days. How can you have a seventh day and it be the eighth date? It's impossible. And from what I took, there's people that says that there's no, God will never bless and sanctify, that they have a $10,000 reward for anybody that prove that Yahweh ever blessed or rested on the seventh day. Well, Genesis definitely proves it. I've never found one place, and I'm using the King James Bible, and I know what I'm saying tonight. And I'm saying this for a reason. There's no place in the King James Bible that God will ever bless the eighth day and the 22nd day as a Sabbath. Now, I understand the verses that people go to, and I've just thrown that out, and I want you to ponder on it, and we'll deal with this in weeks to come. God will only bless and sanctify the seventh day. You go to Genesis 2:2, talks about the seventh day, Elohim ended his work. Go to Genesis 2:4, talks about God will bless the seventh day. Exodus 20:10 says that the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh. Exodus 20:11 talks about how Yahweh rested on the seventh day. Sabbath day, which would be the seventh day, and hallowed it. Exodus 31:15. It says that he 6 days, no work should be done, but the seventh is the Shabbat of rest, holy to Yahweh. 31:17, the book of Exodus, it talks about it's the only sign. It is a sign. It says, Exodus 31:17 says, it is a sign between me and the children of Israel. For in 6 days, Yahweh made the heaven and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Now, when you take and actually believe that the seventh day cannot be the eighth date, if the seventh day is the eighth date, then what is the day before the first day? This is the problem the Lunar Sabbath people are having. This is why I would love any Lunar Sabbath teacher anywhere in the world, send me a calendar from creation. I've got several, but there's not one that will stay and actually say they believe the seventh day without adding the seventh day is the eighth date. Now, which is the blessed day, the seventh day or the eighth date? Because the day after seven is the word what you would call Yom Hashemini, which is the eighth day. Then you have after that the ninth day. Then you have the tenth day. Then 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15th day. Now, if y'all were blessed and sanctified the seventh day, then what date is the 15th day? Is it the 16th date? See, this stuff makes no sense whatsoever. This is just plain common sense on what I'm telling you. I would love one Lunar Sabbath teacher anywhere in the world that believes this. Give me a calendar without adding dates to the days and just plain say, I believe that Yahweh will bless and sanctify the seventh day, period. I've not had one yet that would do it. I would love a Lunar Sabbath teacher anywhere disprove that there's 30 days in Daniel's prophecy. Because, see, if you go to Genesis, study Genesis, you're going to find that in the book of Genesis, God will bless and sanctify the seventh day. After the seventh day, there was an eighth day. And after that month was over, Yahweh still preserved that only day he blessed and sanctified. In other words, that only 24-hour day that Yahweh blessed and sanctified. If you do not believe that Yahweh blessed and sanctified a particular day and going to keep up with it till he comes back, then you have the right to believe, just like they did in 325 A.D., that they took and sanctified what would be called a Sunday. And, you know, they tack calendars and all this stuff. We're going to deal with calendars and prove that these calendars are not off like the Lunar Sabbath people are teaching. Daniel's prophecies will line up perfect. But at the same time, when you go and start studying this and searching this out and follow this as this thing unfolds, there was only one day Yahweh blessed and sanctified. In the second month from creation, the Lunar Sabbath teaching, the era of it has already got Yahweh off of his blessed and sanctified day, the day that he put in the tables of stone. If you do this, there's no way you can build a message on Daniel's prophecy. It's utterly impossible. It's totally, utterly impossible for doing. Yahweh has one particular day. If you don't believe that Yahweh will bless and sanctify a particular day, you have the right to believe in a Lunar Sabbath teaching. But if you believe that Yahweh will bless and sanctify a particular day, The whole teaching of Lunar Sabbath teaching is this. You're going to lose your Sabbath. Well, they lost their Sabbath in the first month, or in the second month of creation. It won't even fit in Daniel's prophecies. Nowhere in Scripture do you ever find that God will ever bless the eighth day and the 22nd day and the 29th day. Remember this, 8, 15, 22, 29, never blessed them. And I'm putting emphasis on the 15th day and the 22nd day. And I've got reasons why I'm doing that. Now, I want you to understand what I said using a red letter edition King James Bible. Using a red letter edition King James Bible. Nowhere. Going now, following this, now what's these 30-day days? If I've got time here, I'm hoping I'm going to be beginning in these 30-day days, at least some of them. If you would study the book of Genesis, 7 chapter, 1 through 24, the book of Genesis, 8, 1 through 7, you will find that this will line up with 30-day days. And as time goes on, see, we've only got 30 minutes, and I'm just throwing something out here each week as we go on, because I want to get into the days of Daniel's prophecies and see how those 2,300 days line up. Where? Because some people take some 2,300 days, make them years. Far as, now listen to this, far as in years, so if you do that, then 2,300 or 2,300 days, where are you going to wind up now with it? Then you have 1,335 days. Then what you going to do with that? Are them days, years, or what? And you have to understand, are them in the thousands? Where do they end? Where do they start? See, this is very, very important. If you have a desire to know the truth, then you'll study this. So, in Deuteronomy, you also find, Numbers 20:30 talks about how they mourn for Aaron for 30 days. You also find in Deuteronomy 34:8 how they mourn for Moses for 30 days. You find in Ezekiel 4:5 how Ezekiel laid on his right side and left side, and he done it really for what you would call 13 months, which you divide that into 30 days, which he done it for 390 days and showing their iniquities, and that come up to 30-day days. If you go to Ezekiel, which is 4:5, Ezekiel 4:6 talks about Judah having, how he was on his right side and bared the iniquities of Judah for 40 days. That's a month and 10 days. Works out 30-day days. Exactly what it works out to. Every time it does. Going back to Ezekiel 4:5, said he laid upon for 3 years, it says, I laid upon the years of their iniquities according to the number of days. 390 days. If you do that in the days, that's 13 months. Which is by 30, which comes up 390 days. Which is exactly what he says here. 390 days at 30-day days. If you go to the book of Revelation, and we'll pick up this next week, looks like our time's gone, we're going to deal with times, dividing of times and months in the book of Revelation. Looks like our time's about come and gone again. We have a CD called The Father's Name. We have literature we send out along with it. You can write Brother Jerry. If you get this CD called The Father's Name, I'll be a blessing to you. Once you study it, we'll send you a CD called The True Oneness. Study that, and then I believe God will bless you. But you can write Brother Jerry, 775 McDonald Road, Covington, Georgia, 30014, USA. That's Brother Jerry, 775 McDonald Road, Covington, Georgia, 30014, USA. Telephone number is 770-784-0703. That's 770-784-0703. We have a website, Yahwah, Y-A-H-W-A-H, have spelled it that way, ministries.org. That's YahwahMinistries.org. You can go to the website, go into to it, look for the Lunar Sabbath Era Continues, and follow that, and it'll take you right to it. You can go, that's YahwahMinistries.org, spelling Yahwah, Y-A-H-W-A-H. Telephone number, once again, 770-784-0703. Looks like our time's come and gone. We come with this same time every week. So till the next broadcast, we appreciate you. We love you. Shalom.